Hello and welcome to another episode of The Best Hour here on Block Talk Radio. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're so glad to be back with you, Mighty Companion. Thank you for joining us here. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 80, Let Me Recognize My Problems Have Been Solved. Before we begin, let's all join together for a brief moment of silence now. Let's take a good deep breath. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. If you're willing to recognize your problems, you will recognize that you have no problems. Your one central problem has been answered and you have no other. Therefore, you must be at peace. Salvation does depend on recognizing this one problem and understanding that it's been solved. One problem, one solution. Salvation is accomplished. Freedom from conflict has been given you. Accept the fact, and you are ready to take your rightful place in God's plan for salvation.
Your only problem has been solved. Repeat this over and over to yourself today with gratitude and conviction. You have recognized your only problem, opening the way for the Holy Spirit to give you God's answer. You have laid deception aside and seen the light of truth. You have accepted salvation for yourself by bringing the problem to the answer. And you can recognize the answer because the problem has been identified.
You are entitled to peace today. A problem that has been resolved cannot trouble you. Only be certain you do not forget that all problems are the same. Their many forms will not deceive you while you remember this. One problem, one solution. Accept the peace this simple statement brings.
In our longer practice periods today, we will claim the peace that must be ours when the problem and the answer have been brought together. The problem must be gone because God's answer cannot fail. Having recognized one, you have recognized the other. The solution is inherent in the problem. You are answered and have accepted the answer. You are saved.
Now let the peace that your acceptance brings be given you. Close your eyes and realize and receive your reward. Recognize that your problems have been solved. Recognize that you are out of conflict, free, and at peace. Above all, remember that you have one problem, and that problem has one solution. It is in this that the simplicity of salvation lies. It is because of this that it is guaranteed to work.
Assure yourself often today that your problems have been solved. Repeat the idea with deep conviction as frequently as possible. And be particularly sure to remember to apply the idea for today to any specific problem that may arise. Say quickly, "Let me recognize this problem has been solved."
Let us be determined not to collect grievances today. Let us be determined to be free of problems that do not exist. The means is simply honesty. Do not deceive yourself about what the problem is, and you must recognize it has been solved. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Take another good deep breath now. So, we've identified the problem. We are misperceiving our reality. Mm-hmm. We are experiencing an illusory construct that we're separated from our source, capital S source, that is impossible because ideas leave not their source, and we are the idea of love ever extending, ever lasting, ever eternally in the process of creation with our Creator. But in our playfulness to examine the tiny man idea, what would it be like to be separate from God, we've tricked ourselves into believing that we actually did, in fact, separate ourselves from that source, from love. And in that misperception, created a thinking construct, a thinking self, mind, we call ego, to fill the void, to help us move beyond the fear and the guilt that we had done something wrong and that there was something to be paid, some price to be paid for that error. The truth is, no error, no guilt, no price to be paid. The solution is to know the problem is an illusion and allow ourselves to reconnect with Spirit, opening our mind and heart together, joining in wholeheartedness, and accepting the love of God. And we say it as part of our prayers often, I accept the love of God. And we also represent who we are often when we say, as Christ, in perfect safety, we dissolve all tension. As Christ, in perfect safety, we dissolve our mind into the perfect peace of God because we are one with that mind. We are healed when we allow the will of God to be our will, or what God has created to be allowed and accepted by this self, this seeming separated self. Let me recognize my problems have been solved.
I'm reminded of the beginning of the text again. Only love is real. Only love exists. Everything unlike it is illusion. Only love, only that unified consciousness of the one mind and heart of all that is exists, and everything else is illusion. And so I can go about in my day, and I can habitually, you know, up until this course, up until my spiritual practice, up until, you know, years of study, the habitual practice has been, and I fall back into it all the time, is that I go around and I collect grievances for the day. I go around and I identify what is wrong and where the problems are. And today it says, let us be determined not to collect grievances today. And what is a grievance other than, yes, it's a judgment. Yes, it's a cherished and held judgment, but it's a complaint. It's identifying what is lacking. And in love, the only reality, there is nothing lacking. And so in that consciousness, the unified thought system, there can be no problems. There can be nothing outside of the unified thought system, which is perfect, whole, complete. And so here we are in a lived experience where we have chosen an experience of separation. So therefore, we do experience what we perceive to be problems. And what we're being asked to do is to unify in our thought system, in our consciousness, to return to source in the heart and mind of all that is. And we do that just as we take that good deep breath before we begin a lesson. And we do that by joining with spirit, holy and divine. We literally can bring the perceived problems to that consciousness that is bringing the problem, the perceived problem, to the answer, to the light. We lay it there. And it is here that we can then see there's only one problem. Yeah, it looks like a whole lot of different forms popping up everywhere, this way and that way. The only problem that we ever have in this experience is our sense of separation. And the minute that we join in that consciousness and lay it all at the altar, we can then celebrate and be at peace that all problems are solved today. They're solved because they never really existed. But for the mind of separation that made them up in order to distract us from the celebration and the realization of peace, the peace that is the result of the healed perception, that we have in this experience. And we do that by joining in heart and mind with all that is, as Christ in perfect safety. We're in perfect safety because there's nothing to fear in this consciousness as Christ. There is no otherness. As Christ, there's only oneness. We release all tension. Ha, I can relax. I don't need to protect myself. I don't need to be fearful. I am safe. As Christ in this perfect safety, I dissolve my mind into the perfect peace of the mind of God. Of all that is, I join, I unify in consciousness with the only reality, with love. And therein, I can recognize my problems have been solved. Let peace wash over us all as we accept this, as we allow this, as we receive this. This is a gift. It's already given and it's already done in the mind of God. So let us let it be. Let me recognize my problems have been solved so that I can go on and be about being in my full awareness, my full attention, and my full appreciation to the only thing that there is. And that is love. That is God. That is me as Christ, so that I can be the extension and expression of all that is, and let these silly little problems just fall away, these little distractions. They're already solved. They're nothing. That's what we practice this day. And how grateful I am for this lesson, for it saves my life in this moment. May it save yours as well.
Your only problem has been solved. Repeat this over and over to yourself today with gratitude and conviction. You have recognized your only problem, opening the way for the Holy Spirit to give you God's answer. Now let the peace that your acceptance brings be given you. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you for joining us, Mighty Companion. You are dearly loved. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the heavens and in.